In her early 20s, Ginny McClure got some bad news. It was the kind of news that people tend to be embarrassed to share. Ginny resolved to not be ashamed, to shout it from the rooftops even. Still, there are certain subjects that you don't really want to talk about with certain people, like your parents. For Ginny, that subject was sex. Now, I can imagine a lot of us would prefer not to talk about sex with our parents, but it was complicated for her by the fact that her dad is a gynecologist. So you can imagine what it was like for her when, in fifth grade, her father came to her school to help teach sex ed.
What actually happened when we get to fifth grade is that they split up the girls and the boys, and my friend's mom, who's a nurse, talks to the girls, and my dad talks to the boys, and they bring everyone together, and they talk about STDs and STIs. But my dad, just being a dad, was just like, oh yeah, and you all know my daughter, Ginny, who you go to school with. And just like the tone of the day and then having to be called out like that was mortifying. But there got to be a point. It was May something. I was getting ready to go down to San Diego for my sister's graduation. And I was just kind of uncomfortable. Like, every time I sat, it kind of just felt weird. And I got in the shower and I was like, I could just look. I found a very little painful red bump that kind of looked like a pimple. And I just was shocked. And instead of worrying about it or waiting the like 6 hours until I went to San Diego and actually saw my dad, I called him. And I was nervous. I was just like, Dad, this is so weird. And I know it's probably not true, but can you get eczema on your genitals? And he was just like, no. And I was like, cool, great. And he just said, don't be an idiot. Go to the doctor. And I was like, yeah, I was totally going to do that. I'll do it right now.
And how old were you at this time?
I was 24.
Okay.
So I just like kind of took the first doctor's appointment I would get, and I spent like the rest of that week like basically, what do? So I go to the doctor, just be like, well, this looks like it could be herpetic. I never heard that word before, but I knew what it meant. I just like felt my whole stomach drop to the floor. My mind was racing, like, which friend was I going to call to like talk me through this? Like, what was I going to do? And I didn't call my dad back after that doctor's appointment. I was really, really worried about what he would say. And I'd kind of been dodging his calls. He'd called me a few times. I finally was just like, can't run forever. So I answered his phone call. And I just remember crying and just being like, I got diagnosed with herpes. Like, what do I do? No one's ever going to date me. Like, how am I going to, like, how do I do life? And his response was just so casual and cavalier. I was almost caught off guard. He just was, everyone has herpes. And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, like pretty much everyone has herpes. And that a lot of people carry the antibodies, but they don't transmit it. All this medical stuff that I was just like, what? So it was interesting to read all of this and learn that I wasn't like off on this island out in the middle of nowhere by myself where I was just totally unlovable and undateable. Anyways, and the more I read and the more I researched, I was just like, you know what? This is kind of silly that there should be stigma about this. So, and I didn't really date during this whole time, but I told a lot of people. I told almost everyone I knew. Partly because it felt like when I felt like I had the knowledge of, you know, stigma and all of this, and debunking that, I felt like kind of powerful.
You could be herpes girl.
Exactly. And I was herpes girl. It was a great icebreaker. My icebreaker used to be that my dad is a gynecologist, because I learned very early the responses from that would be hilarious and weird. And now having an icebreaker of like, oh, I have herpes, just like took it to the next level.
So before we go on, yeah. did you make a conscious decision to be public or, you know, be out about it?
Yeah, I wanted it to kind of be a thing that people knew about me from the onset so that I didn't ever have to come out about it later into a friendship or a relationship or anything like that. It made me feel more comfortable that people just knew.
And what do you remember it feeling like early on in that, like the first few people that you told?
So the first one, people were like my improv team, the people I spent like most of my time with, who I think were like the best people to tell because they didn't like feel sorry for me. They didn't treat it like a tragedy because I told them and they were just like, cool. Like they didn't make it bigger than it should have been. And that also kind of added fuel to my fire in this way of like, well, these people are cool with it. I'm just going to tell everyone.
Then what happened?
I made a appointment to see a gynecologist, like, and that was like a while down the road, a couple months. And at this point, like, I was very comfortable with my diagnosis and everything. So I went into the doctor and I kind of just sat down and I had my little gown and I was just like, so I have herpes, this is the deal. And she was like, okay, great. Let's take a look. And she was kind of preparing me for this pelvic exam, which can be kind of stressful. So she was talking to me about anything else that you could talk about besides a pelvic exam. And I think we were talking about double stuffed Oreos. And we're talking about the Oreos and all of a sudden she goes, I don't know how to tell you this, but you don't have herpes. And I was just like, huh, are you sure? I can't believe I said that to a doctor. Are you sure? And she's like, no, I'm sure. And she said, you know, might you have really sensitive skin? And I was like, yeah, but I didn't think that, from what I know, I didn't think that this could be eczema or something. And she goes, well, it's probably not eczema, but my best guess would be that this would be related to some sort of skin sensitivity that you have. She's like, well, your blood test came back positive for herpes antibodies. And pretty much everyone who's ever had sex with anyone has those. After that, I realized that everyone that I had told that I had herpes, I would have to go back, walk back my previous story and tell them that I did not actually have herpes.
So how did that go generally? Like, do people give you high fives or what?
Most people were just like, okay, good for you. I think people were like, why are we still talking about this? We've been talking about it so much, Ginny.
Do you remember telling your dad?
Actually, I didn't tell my dad for a really long time, purely because I forgot. I think it was the first time I had told this story for a class at Second City. And I was telling my dad about my storytelling show, and he goes, well, what are you telling your story about? And I was like, oh, well, when I had herpes, I thought I had herpes, and then I didn't actually have herpes. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, did I not tell you? I went to a gynecologist, I don't have herpes. And he was like, oh, okay, great.
And when you got the news from the gynecologist, what were the emotions at that moment?
I was a little sad, isn't the right word? But there was a part of me that I was just like, oh, this is like, I've been spinning this whole narrative about myself that I was really proud and I felt very bold and I didn't get to have that anymore. And after thinking about it some more, I was just like, I can still talk about this and debunk stigma. It just is not going to be about me personally. It kind of makes me feel like I can take more ownership of other stories that maybe aren't so sensationalizing.